ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So today we'll start chapter 32 of Canto 3. It's a beautiful chapter. It describes about the destiny of the souls departing from the world by the bright path and dark path. There are two paths, bright path and the dark path. What happens to them? And the superiority of the bhakti yoga. Kapil Bhagwan will say about the bhakti yoga is superiority over all others. So, shloka number, verse number 1 and 2.
Atha dvatrinsho dhyayah kapila yuvacha atha yogriya medhiyan dharma neva vasan grihe kamam artham cha dharman swan dogdhi bhuya pipartitan sachapi bhagavad dharmat kama mura para paran mukhah yajate kratubhir devan pitrins cha shraddhayanvitah.
Atha means now in this chapter. Yaha means he who, any person. Griha medhiyan means a householder. Dharman, and the duties. A householder is doing his duties. Avasan means a living. Grihe, in home. So a householder doing his duty, living in his own home. What he is doing? Kama, artha, dharma. Now you know four things, no? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So this householder is doing three things only. Kama. Kama is the sense gratification. Whatever desire he has got, he fulfills. The artham. Artham is the economic development. He always tries for his economic development. Artha. Dharman. And he does some rituals also. Whatever the rituals is prescribed, he does that also. Swan, his. Dogdhi. Dogdhi means he enjoys. He enjoys all this dharma, artha, kam, bhuya. And he does this again and again. Again and again he does dharma, artha, kam. Piparti. Piparti means to perform. So these three things, these three purusharth, he does again and again. Tan, them, all these three he is doing. Sacha api. And some is the he, the grihasthi. Grihamedi, api moreover, Bhagavat Dharmat Kam Mura Parangmukha. Bhagavat Dharma means bhakti. Bhakti. Kam Mura, he is infatuated by the lust. Kam Mura. Therefore, what has happened? Parangmukhi. He has become extrovert. Because of his desires, he has become extrovert. So, bhakti parangmukha. Yajate, he worships. Worships what? Kratubhi. Kratubhi means he does some rituals, yajnas, all these things he does. And these yajnas are meant for whom? Devan pitrinsya. Devatas and pitra. He does yagya for devta and anvita. How is doing? Sraddha anvita. Anvita means endowed with. With sraddha. With sraddha means with faith, with belief. He does these things. So Bhagavan says, as for the man who while continuing at home performs the duties of a householder and earning wealth and the pleasures of senses through them, resort to those actions again and again. Our story, we are doing dharma artha kam only again and again continuously. He turns his face away from the Lord, bimukh, parangmukh, bhakti parangmukh. It was said here, Bhagavat dharmat parangmukha. Parangmukha, he has become bimukh. He has gone to the opposite direction. Deluded by what? By kamana. Kama mula. Deluded by his desires. And worships through yagya to God as well as pitra with reverence. With reverence he is doing. So here you will find Kapil Bhagwan is using a word griha medhi in verse number 1. You'll find the word griha medhi. So there are two words. One is the griha medhi, another is grihastha. So there is a difference between griha medhi and grihastha. Kapil Bhagwan is not talking about the grihastha. He is saying griha medhi. Who is this griha medhi? This griha medhi is interested in only dharma, artha and kam. Only three. Mukti is not there. Be careful. Griha medhi is not interested in mukti. He is doing dharma, earth and kaam. Interested in the sense gratification only. Does actions for the economic development. And he wants to enjoy. And sometimes he gives daan also. Thoda daan bhi deta hai. And sometimes he does the rituals also. Different of type of puja he does. Or the yagya also he does. But all these are sakam. Even when he is doing yagya, for say, for the going to swarga, he is doing yagya. That also is sakam. After death, I must go there, you know. He does yagya. But he is not interested in mukti. Does the punya karma, but goes to higher loka. He goes to higher loka because he is doing yagya. He will go to devalok and pitralok. He is interested in higher enjoyment because the joy in the higher loka is much, much better than bhuloka. As you go up, the joy is better. Better than bhuloka is bhuva. Better than is swarga. Then maha, jana, tapa, satyam. So different lokas, they are multiplied by 100 times. If you are, by eating a rasagulla, you are getting one unit of joy. In bhuva loka, you will get 100 times more. In swarga, 100 times more of bhuva. So multiply by 100. Now you can understand, the higher you go, you get more sukha. So he is interested in that only. Therefore, he has become parangmukha. Parangmukha means he is interested in the lokas. This loka is all world only. And where is Bhagwan? Inside. Therefore, in Ramayana also it is says, sanmukh hoi jeev mohi jabahi janma koti agan asahi tabahi. Bhagwan says, you all are bimukh now if you are doing only dharma, artha and kaam. So you want to enjoy, you want to go to higher loka and enjoy sukh there. Therefore, you have become parangmukha. We all have become bimukha. What we have to become? Sanmukha. If the desire for mukti comes, then we become sanmukha. Since the desire of mukti is not there, therefore he is parangmukha. He is bimukha. Who is this person? Griha medhi. The speciality of griha medhi, not interested in mukti. Griha medhi doesn't mean that he is a papi. No, he is not a papi. He is acting in this world for his own happiness only. And how many times he is doing? Punah, punah, again and again, bhuya. Same thing he is doing again and again, again and again. And on the other side, there is grihastha. One is the grihamedi, another is grihastha. Also stays with the wife and children. Grihastha, he also stays with the wife and children, but his aim is mukti. So grihamedhi's aim is not mukti, grihastha's aim is mukti. He is also doing dharma, artha, kam, and mukti also. For mukti he tries. But he does not want to become sannyasi. He does not want to become sannyasi. He wants to live as a grihastha. What we have to understand from this is that we can get mukti while living in grihastha also. It is not necessary to become sannyasi. So a grihasthi, by not becoming even a sannyasi, can get this knowledge and become mukta. And we have got many such examples in our Purana. And the most famous example is Janak Maharaj. He is a mukta, but still he is ruling his kingdom, doing everything. But this grihastha loves a grihastha life but has got no attachment. He loves grihastha life minus attachment. Now we have to find out whether we are grihamedhi or grihastha. Bhagwan is talking about grihamedhi. Dharma, artha, kam, mukti not required. But we are not coming under grihamedhi because we are doing satsang. We want to become mukta, is it not so? So we are grihastha, but a little bit different. We are not having the 100% qualification of grihastha also, because we have got some attachment also. So but the grihastha life but has no attachment to it. So we have to work on this attachment. Shastra is not saying, Kapil Bhagwan is not saying, Kapil Bhagwan is addressing his own mother, who is children of 10, 9 girls and one son. So being grihasthi also, we can get the knowledge, we can become mukta also, but what we need, what qualification we need? Asanga. Asangata is needed, attachment. So grihamedhi does lot of rituals for economic development as prescribed in the Shastra. Lot of rituals he will do. He worships Devata Pitra for favor. Therefore he is called Kama Moodha. Moodha means deluded. A person who is only searching for sukh and sukh, he wants to go to the higher loka, he is said here, he is a moodha. Mura means, why Mura? He will come back again, he will do the same thing. He is doing bhuya again and again, he is doing same thing. In Gita also we find, kamai taite hrit jnana prapadyante anna devata. They are not going to the Supreme Lord for mukti. They go for the tuchha devata. I want wealth, they will do the puja of Lakshmi Yoga. I am not criticizing Lakshmi Mother. They want wealth, I'm going to. Riddhi Siddhi, Bhagwan Shiv, Ganesh. They all want something of the world only. Something of the world. Kamai teite hrit jnana, Bhagwan says, hrit jnana, they don't have, the intellect to think, what I am doing? With the same effort, with the same puja of the appropriate Bhagwan, I can get mukti. But I am doing puja of the Anya Devata for getting going to higher loka, for higher sukh, that's all. Therefore, Bhagwan is saying they are hrit jnana. Prapadyante Anya Devata, they take shelter of Chota Chota Devata. They are not coming to me. Bhagwan says, you come to me, I will give you mukti. Such persons are condemned in Bhagavad Gita also. Such persons are condemned here also. Kapil Bhagwan says, they are Grihamedi. Clear? Who is a Grihamedi? Who is a Grihastha? Grihastha has got an aim that I want mukti. While living in the family also, we can get mukti. What is the pre-qualification? Asanga. Not attached. So those who are attached to the sansar, they come and go again and again because of the sakam karma. If you want to come out of the cycle of birth and death, what we have to do? Niskam karma, says Akhandananda Maharaj. If you want to come out of this cycle of birth and death, we have to do niskam karma. So whether we study Bhagavad Gita or whether we study Bhagavatam, path is one and same. We have to do niskam karma. So what is the word we use in Bhagavad Gita for niskam karma? Karma yoga. Same thing.
Tat sraddhaya krantamatihi pitri deva vrata puman gatva chandramasam lokam soma papunareshati.
What happens to such persons? For the Grihamedi. Grihamedi? He is kam mula. He wants higher sukha. So therefore he does lot of yajna. Yajna to devata and pitra. Tat means the devata and pitra. Sraddhaya. Sraddhaya means with faith. Akrantamatihi. Overcome by his mind. Pitri deva vrata puman. Puman means a person, Grihamedi, who does the yajna of the pitra and devata. So two types of that, they are there. So pitra is bhuvalok and deva is the swarga and upper. Deva gatva, having gone. If you do those yajna, you will reach there, no doubt about that. Gatva. Where he will go? Chandramasam. Chandramasam, the lok of Chandralok he will get. This is a heavenly abode. Chandralok is heavenly abode. Chandramasam lokam. Somapa. And he will drink somras. Drinking somras means you will get higher sukha there. Higher type of sukha. Somras. Punar ishyati. Come back. Now think, would you like to do a ritual whereby you will go to the higher loka, enjoy sukh there, and come back? We are not interested in that. With the same labor, with the same effort, if we will do the yajna or puja or bhakti, or Gyan of Bhagwan, and we'll get mukti here. So such a materialistic person attracted by sense gratification and devoted to the forefathers, Pitralok or Pitras and Devtas, can be elevated to moon where they drink somras, they again come back to this loka. And Mahatma, they give you very good example. You see, the whole year we earn, then we get 2 weeks holiday. So whatever savings we have got, then we buy a ticket. We are going to Alaska or Florida, according to our choice, according to our vasana. And with the money, we'll go there. We pay in advance everything. And the moment money is exhausted, we don't extend, you know. We don't say when we take this voyage, Alaska trip, we don't say, I want to go again. No, we don't say then and there. Because money is exhausted. Ab paisa nahi hai. So we come back again. Again earn. And then we'll take another trip to another place. Again and again we are doing. So this moon is considered as a heavenly kingdom and can be reached by yajna. As per the Veda, we can get it. Swarga also we can get it. In Kathopanishad, Nachiketa went to the swarga also. He knew the vidya. Agni vidya, he was taught by Yamraj that you do this thing, you can reach there. Punya can take us to that lok. So worshipping Lord is a punya. It can be sakam and niskam. Sakam means I want to enjoy. Bhagwan says, okay, ajao. And when you reach there, that lok, aye, they will welcome you, know. And the moment punya is over, ja, bhago, they will throw you out. But if it is niskam karma, then they will say, wow, you. So much of respect, now you stay there. In niskam karma, we'll go and stay there. With Bhagwan, we'll stay there. Okay. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Tetam bhuktva swarga lokam visalam chine punye martaloke visanti. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said. He goes to the swarga lok and after that he comes back. In our world, we can understand, suppose there is a multi-story building and there are 14 stories and you are on the 7th story. So by punya, you are going to story 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 14. From there, you can see the whole of the city. And come back. Or if you are doing wrong actions, you are going to lower. So how long will go up and down? Once you will go and see the whole city on CN Towers, you will go and see the city. But after that, you will come back. See, is the purpose of life is only to enjoy sukh, and all the sukh are only temporary only? It's not permanent. Chine punne martaloke vishanti. If we understand this, that all the sukh in the higher world, they are all temporary only, not permanent, then we will not be interested in that sukh. In chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, we have seen, or it is stated there, that Brahma Lok also can be attained by karma and upasana. Brahma Lok can be attained by karma and upasana. And there are three types of upasana given in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita. We can go there. And that is called Krama Mukti. So what is the difference between this lok clock and the swarga lok clock, devalok clock? It is said 12 hours of devata is equal to 6 months of bhulok. All clocks are different. Our jagrat, our waking state clock is different. Our dream state clock is also different. Whole dream is seen in only 1 minute and 1.5 minute. Brahmaji clock also we know. Our 100 years is equal to Brahmaji's 0.001 second. 0.001 second means the 1,000 part. If you make 1,000 part of Brahmaji's 1 second, then that 1,000 part of Brahmaji's 1 second is equal to 100 years of this bhuloka. Swargalok is 12 hours of Swargalok is equal to 6 months of this world. Okay, next.
Yadacha Hindra Shayayam Sheti Anantasano Harihi Tadalokalayam Yantita Ete Grihamedinam.
Again, Grihamedinam. Who is this Grihamedi? Sakam Karmi. He wants to go to higher loka only. So it is said, yada, Yada means when Ahi Indra means the king of snakes. Indra means king. Ahi means snakes. King of snakes. Sayayam with the bed. Sayayam, bed. Sete means lies. Lies. Anantasano Hari. Hari is lying down on the Sesnag. Sesnag. He is lying down there. Tada loka layam yanti ta ete grihamedinam. Tada then. Loka layam yanti. They go into dissolution. Different lokas they go into dissolution. Eti grihamedinam. And the grihamedi sakam grihasti also goes by that. So all these heavenly regions attainable by karma are perishable. We know this idea very well. All 14 lokas are perishable. There are two types of pralaya. One is the prakritik pralaya, another is mahapralaya. What is prakritik pralaya? Prakritik pralaya is when Brahmaji goes to sleep every night. Prakritik pralaya. Like we also go to sleep every night. What happens? Our world is not there, dissolved. And what is Mahapralaya? Mahapralaya at the death of Brahmaji. Death of Brahmaji, Brahmaji's life is 100 years. So every night Brahmaji goes to sleep and permanent sleep after death. Like we also get. When we die, permanent sleep. Our world dissolved fully. So they last so long as Mahavishnu rests. Here, earlier we have seen about the Brahmaji. In this same Bhagavat we have seen about Brahmaji. Now it is said about the Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is lying on the Ananta Sesnag. So he is awake for 12 hours and he goes to sleep for 12 hours. And what is the relationship between Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh? Time clock. Unka gadi kaisa hai? Once I told you. Do you remember? One thousand chatur yoga is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji is one day. Now you go on calculating the life of Brahmaji 100 years this way. Brahmaji's life is this much. This much life of Brahmaji is equal to 1 second of Vishnu. Are you getting it? This much of life of Brahmaji is equal to 1 second of Vishnu. Now calculate same way, the life of Vishnu is 100 years. This 100 years of Vishnu's life is equal to 1 second of Bhagavan Shiva. Now calculate the life of 100 years of Bhagavan Shiva. Immeasurable. So here it is said when Bhagavan Vishnu is awake, there is a srishti, and when the Bhagavan Vishnu sleeps, it is a dissolution. Same thing is said here. But they dissolve in their rudimentary condition, pralaya, when he goes to sleep. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, A Brahma Bhuvanat Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. Up to the Brahma Lok, they all dissolve. At the end of the life of Brahmaji, which is 100 years, all 14 lokas dissolve. And at the night time of Brahmaji, only 3 lokas are dissolved. They are Bhu, Bhuva and Suaha. This is called Prakritik Pralaya. When 3 lokas are dissolved, it's called Prakritik Laya. And Mahapralaya is when all 14 lokas dissolve. Therefore, Bhagavan says, A Brahma Bhuvanat Loka Punaravartini Arjuna. They are all limited in time. They are all limited in time. That means they all are anitya. Who is nitya? Bhagwan is nitya. Brahman is nitya. So the idea of telling all these things, don't strive for anitya things. Anitya thing. Try to get nitya thing. Next.
Ye swadharmatna duhyanti dhira kamartha hetave nissanga annasta karmanah prashanta shuddha chetasah.
6 and 7 also.
Nirvritti dharma nirata nirmama nirahankritaha swadharma khena sattvena parishuddhena chetasa surya dwarena te yanti purusham vishvato mukham paravaresham prakritim asai utpatti antabhavanam.
Attainment of Brahmaloka. This is discussed from verse number 5 to 15. Attainment of Brahmaloka. Ye means he who swadharma doing his own duty, swadharma, na duhyanti, duhyanti means to take advantage. He does not take advantage. And this person is called dhira. He is an intelligent person. Kam artha hetave, for the sense of gratification of and in economic development. Kam, kamana, desire. Sense gratification. Artha, economic development. So he is not doing his duty for enjoyment, for own enjoyment. Nisanga, without attachment. This person is without attachment. Nasta karmana. Nasta karmana means he is not doing sakam karma. He is doing niskam karma. Nasta means renouncing. Karmana. And how is this person? Prashanta. Mind is peaceful. He is satisfied. Prashanta. Suddha chetasa. Suddha chetasa. Chetas means mind. Suddha means pure. This person's mind becomes pure and pure. Nibritti dharma nirata. Nibritti dharma, practicing the nibritti dharma. Nibritti dharma. We'll see what is nibritti dharma. Nirata. Nirata means the vairagya. Nirata. Nirmama. No sense of ownership. Nothing mam. No possession. Mera hai, nahi karta hai. Nirmam. Nirahankrita. Without ego. That means no I and no my. No aham, no mam. Swadharma khena executes his swadharma. Whatever duty Bhagwan has allotted, he is doing that. How is doing? Sattvena. With perfection, with goodness he is trying to do it. Parisuddhena chetasa. With the purified mind. Parisuddhena chetasa. What happens to that? Surya dware na te yanti. Such person goes by the Surya dwar. Otherwise, Chandramarg, na? Earlier we saw just now Chandramarg. Now, this person who is acting in the world in this way, how? Without I and my, nissanga, and doing his duty, how? Sattvena. ऐसा नहीं है कि रोते हुए काम करता है नहीं cheerfully is doing this is my duty I have to do it and how is doing निस्संग सूर्य द्वारे ते यान्ति पुरुषम विश्वतो मुकुम that पुरुष he reaches to पुरुष भगवान who is that भगवान विश्वतो मुकुम माने all pervading so such person reaches भगवान which is all pervading para avar isam And that is the Isha, Lord of Para and Avar. Para and Avar means the spirit and matter. Avar is lower. Matter is lower. What is higher? Spirit is higher. So who is the Isha? Ishwar, Lord of lower and upper. He goes to that Purush. Prakritim Asya. And he is the Prakritim, he is the cause. Asya means of this world. That Lord is the cause of this world. We know this thing. Everything is coming from Brahman. Brahman is the cause of everything. He goes to that. utpanti anta bhavanam, and he is the cause of utpatti, manifestation, anta dissolution. So he reaches that Bhagwan, which is the cause of everything. So on the other hand, wise man, otherwise what? Who? Grihamedhi. He is going by Chandramarg. This person is other than Grihamedhi. He is a Grihastha. What is the difference between Grihamedhi and Grihastha? Grihastha has got an object that I have to become Mukta. And the pre-quality was Nisanga. It's not attached. So on the other hand, wise men do not perform their duties for the sake of sensuous enjoyment and wealth. They are not interested in that. They are doing their duties. They offer their actions to Bhagwan. Offering actions to Bhagwan means in the language of Bhagavad Gita, he is doing karma yoga. Doing actions for Bhagwan means offering actions to Bhagwan means what? Doing actions for his happiness. They are free from attachment, nisanga, most serene, it was in sattvena, pure mind, suddha chetasa, pure mind, devoted to their duties and are without eye and mind, nirmama, nirahankrita, nirmama and no ahankar, no I and my. Their mind is cleaned by performing duties of the Lord. You know very well this thing. When we perform our duties for the happiness of the Lord, our vasanas, which are the impurities of mind, they slowly come down. Is there any other matter? No, there is no other matter. There is no other method to cleanse our mind. For cleansing mind, the best method is karma yoga. So they become slowly sattvika. So when the dirt is removed from the mind, the vasanas are removed, we become sattvik. They reach Lord of both Prakriti and Purush, matter and spirit. They reach to that state, to that Lord. Who is the Lord of Prakriti, matter, and who is the Lord of Purush, the spirit. And how they reach? By the bright path, Surya Dwarena. And the earlier one, Grihamedhi, was going by the Chandramasam, bright path. Lord is ultimate cause of this universe and responsible for the creation, preservation and dissolution of the world. Lord is responsible for creation, preservation and dissolution. So those who perform their duty not for the personal sense gratification but for the gratification of Lord are called nisanga here. Nisanga. Actions are not for me. Bhagwan, action is for you. But understand clearly, karma fal will come. But such karma fal, nasta karmana, means that the karma fal is dedicated to Lord. No specific karma fal desired. That means he takes all karma fal as a prasada buddhi. Same thing, whatever is said in Bhagavad Gita is the same thing we are getting here. So if somebody works for the self-gratification, then anxiety will be there, stress will be there, tension will be there, if I am doing for myself. We all experience this. Stress, tension, anxiety. Why we are? If you are doing for others, no problem. So in this way, vasanas are formed and we are in the cycle of janma and mrityu. What is pravritti dharma? Karma yoga. What is nibritti dhamma? Sravan manan nididhyasan. Nibritti dharma is the sravan manan. That is what is said in chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, is karma sannyas. Karma sannyas is sravan manan nididhyasan. They consider themselves as the servant of the Lord. And such purified mind, after doing the karma yoga or the niskam karma, they become fit for entering the hall of that Supreme Lord. So if you want to enter the hall of Supreme Lord, we have to purify our mind. Surya Dwarena means by the illumined path, purified person enter the abode of Purusham Vishwatomukham. Purusham Vishwatomukham, the Supreme Lord, who is all-pervading, he becomes mukta by other mark, other than the Surya mark. We have to come back. By Chandra mark, we have to come back. Already Kapil Bhagwan has said. So as combination of father and mother is the cause of the childbirth, same way Maya and a glance of Purush. Maya is the material cause. And a glance of the Purush. Purush does nothing, just gives sentience to the Maya. And the whole creation comes into existence. Therefore, that Purush is called Abhinna Nimitta Upadan Karan. So, Grihamedhi is in the cycle of birth and death, Janma and Mrityu, because he is doing Sakam Karma.
Dviparardhavasane yaha pralayo brahmanastute tavad adhyasate lokam parasya parachintakaha.
Dviparardha avasane, at the end of dviparardha, one parardha is 50 years. Dviparardha means 50 years plus 50 years. Yaha, which, pralaya, death, brahmanastu, Lord Brahma. So, dviparadhar, the life of Brahmaji is dviparar, parardha. Parardha means 50 years. 50 years plus 50 years, 100 years of Brahmaji's life. We know that. Life of Brahma is 100 years, limited in time. The tavat adhyasate, so long, for that 100 years, they can stay where? In the Brahmalok. They can dwell there, lokam, parasya parichintaka. Parasya chintaka, parasya the supreme. Parichintaka means thinking of the Lord. The seeker who goes to the Brahmalok, they continuously think of that Lord. Krama Mukti, Upasana number 1, 2, 3 of chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita. They go to the Brahmalok. And after that, 100 years, dviparardha. 100 years, they will be thinking about Supreme Lord. Can you imagine the time you have to put in to purify your mind in Brahmalok? Think. How much time you have to give there for purification. And when the purification happens, then the knowledge will come to you. So as for those who worship Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaji, they dwell in the Brahmalok, they go to the Satyalok. And till the end of Brahmaji life, that means two parardha. Parardha means 50-50, 100 years. And there they think about Lord Parichintaka for attaining knowledge. We have said many times, there are only two steps for becoming mukta. Purify your mind. And next is get the knowledge. In this look also, we have seen purification can take anek janma. But this janma is only 100 years, na? This is chota janma. Anek janma. But there, if you reach there for krama mukti, there parasya parachintaka, they always think of the Lord for attaining knowledge, for purification of the mind. Now we have to think whether we should go there first and purify mind there, or we should purify mind here and get the knowledge here. That is krama mukti. Purification of mind is must. Yaha karo, vaha karo. That choice we have got. How long we have to think about the Lord there? For a very long time. Here, in Karma Yoga, we are thinking about the Lord because I am doing all my actions for His happiness, so I am thinking about the Lord. There also,
we are thinking about the Lord.
There also we are thinking about the Lord. But there we have to give long time. But we can attain same thing here in less time. But still choice is ours. Bhagwan is not forcing us. He is not telling that you purify mind here and then you take the knowledge. Choice is still ours. Later on, Kapil Bhagwan say, Ma, you don't do this thing. You do this thing. This is better. So that you get Sadhya Mukti here. In Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagwan has said, after the Krama Mukti, immediately in the 9th chapter, he starts talking about the Sadhya Mukti. Because he doesn't want that Arjun should go for the Krama Mukti Marga. So don't try to go to the Krama Mukti Marga. What is Krama Mukti Marga? Mukti in stages. What is Mukti in stages? You go to the Brahmalok. For reaching Brahmalok, you do the Yajna here first. Then there you, for Dviparartha, you have to Parichintaka. You have to think about the Lord.
Smambo nala nilavyan mana indriyatha bhutadivit paribritam pratisanjihirshuhu avyakritam vishati yarhi gunatrayatma kalam parakhyam manubhuya parasvayambhu.
Sma means earth. Ambha means water. Then anala means the fire. Then anila is air. Anila. Anal is fire, anil is air. Vyan means the ether. Mana, mind. Indriya artha, sense objects. Bhuta means panchamahabhut. Adi bhi, ego and everything. Everything you include, made up 5 great elements. My body, whole world, everything. Paribritam is covered by. Everything is covered by this Pancha Mahabhut. Everything is made of Pancha Mahabhut, Paribritam. Pratisangyehirsu. Pratisangye is desiring to dissolve. Abhyakrita. Abhyakrita means dissolve. Where it will go? It will go into the subtle form. From gross, it will go to the subtle form. Abhyakrita. What is Vyakrita? Now it is Vyakrita state. When the pralaya comes, what will happen? It all becomes, dissolves, it goes into the subtle form, abhyakrita form. Visati enters, yarahi at time, guntrayatmaka, consisting of the 3 guna, sattva, rajas and tamas, kalam parakhyam. Kalam parakhyam means parakhyam, kalam means the dviprarada, after the 100 years of Brahmaji. Anubhuya, experiencing, para, supreme, swayambhu, Brahmaji. So Brahmaji also goes to the abhyakta form. Now Brahmaji is vyakta. So we all are vyakta, manifested. Then we go into unmanifest form. In Bhagavad Gita, our body is also said vyakta and abhyakta. From Pancha Mahabhut, we have become vyakta, manifested. Then after that, what happens? It goes again Pancha Mahabhut. Gross body goes abhyakta. Abhyakta state. So at the end of the creative cycle of Dviprarardha, Brahmaji, the self-created one, the identification with the Prakriti withdraws himself into the formless aspect. So everything is vyakta. When Brahmaji comes, after that all creation comes. You all know, from Brahmaji came Hiranyagarbha. From that abhyakta came the vyakta, Hiranyagarbha or the Brahmaji. And after that came Ahankar. From Ahankar came Tanmatra. From Tanmatra came Sthula Pancha Mahabhut. With the Sthula Pancha Mahabhut and Sushma Pancha Mahabhut, my body and the whole world is created. Now it folds back. When? Pralaya time. When is the Pralaya time? 100 years of Brahmaji. Everything created, Pancha Mahabhut, this earth, fire, air, water, and space, everything, including this, all things made of this Pancha Mahabhut, sense objects, everything will be again go to the abhyakta form, withdraws himself into the formless aspect, the abhyakta. Abhyakta, unmanifest form, and all manifested universe consisting of Pancha Mahabhut, mind, senses, sense object, sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha, that makes up this body, is simultaneously dissolved. Simultaneously dissolved. Sab khatam, kuch nahi. This is Mahapralaya. Brahmaji is also not there. Brahmaji is also gone to abhyakta form, so the subtle form. So world at present is vyakrita, subject to change. On dissolution, it goes to abhyakrita. In abhyakrita state, there is no change. Our subtle body all goes to the abhyakrita. It remains same. When the new manifestation comes, we all come back again. In vyakrita avastha, there is change. In abhyakrita avastha, there is no change. It will remain in the subtle form. It will remain in the subtle form. To understand, we can go take the example of a deep sleep. Every night we go to the deep sleep, our all sansara is dissolved, not there. But the bij is still there, bij is not destroyed. Vasanas are not destroyed, it is still intact there, there is no change in those vasanas. Next morning, same vasanas are there. Same vasanas are there. Similarly, from vyakta, when I go to the abhyakta state, in abhyakta state there are no changes. Don't think your vasana will be exhausted in abhyakta state. No, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen in that state. There is no change in that sense. It is said as sanatanan, sanatan. Spiritual sky where Paramatma resides is called the abhyakrita, where Paramatma resides. There is no change there. So by influence of time, when life of Brahmaji ends, everything goes into abhyakrita. Everything goes into abhyakrita. Okay, one more we will see.
Evam paretra bhagavan anupravishta ये योगिनो जितमरुन्मनसो विरागाः तेनैव साकमृतं पुरुषं पुराणं ब्रह्मप्रदानं उपयान्तगताभिमाना
एवम् एवम् मीन्स् दस् परेत्य परेत्य मीन्स् हैविंग गॉन भगवन्तं अनुप्रविष्टा भगवन्तं इन द ब्रह्मा अनुप्रविष्टा मीन्स् एंटर्ड यह योगिना, those who are the yogi, those who were present in the Brahma Loka, jitta maruta mansa, controlled maruta, prana. Maruta means prana, controlled prana and manasa, mind, viraga, detached. Those people who are in the Brahma Loka, those who have controlled their mind and prana and detached, tenaiva, sakam, Amritam Purusam Puranam Teneva Brahma Tena Brahmaji Eva indeed Sakam Sakam with all those people. Sakam is the Brahmaji and all those residing in the Brahmaloka at that time. Amritam bliss Purusam Purana. Purusam Purana is with the supreme, the oldest Paramatma. He goes Brahma Pradhan to Supreme Brahman. So Brahmaji goes to Brahman. Who is Brahman? Supreme. He is supreme. Upayanti, they go. Agata abhimana. Those who have not conquered their abhiman. Those who did not get the knowledge, they also go at the end of the life of Brahmaji. Brahmaji together with everybody residing there goes to the abhyakta state. So along with Brahma and all those yogi who have attained Brahmalok through self-control and the spiritual sadhana, remember, the yogi has gone there without the spiritual knowledge. Therefore, it is Krama Mukti. They are supposed to get the knowledge of self from Brahmaji. When you will get the knowledge of self from Brahmaji? When you have developed Vairagya and the mind is purified. How mind is purified? Thinking about the Lord there for so long. Or koi kaam nahi hai wahan Brahmalok mein.
You have to think about the Lord. Enter into the timeless Paramatma, having their narrow individuality now completely dissolved because of the bhakti and jnana. They also enter. Everybody enters. Since devotees are not that Paramatma, they have worshipped Hiranyagarbha, hence go to the Brahmalok. There they wait for the Krama Mukti after getting knowledge of the Self. If Mukti does not happen, suppose even at the time of the life of Brahmaji ends and your ego is still there, your mind is still not purified, what will happen? When the new Srishti comes, you also come back. You also come back. Now from verse number 10 to 15, Kapil Bhagwan will say about the superiority or the glory of Bhakti Yoga. Superior and the glory of Bhakti Yoga. We'll take up in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.